Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 15th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 33. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go into the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, 'You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax.' They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, 'Whose image is this, and whose inscription?' 'Caesar's,' they replied. Then he said to them, 'So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.' When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. 'Teacher,' they said, 'Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the seventh. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?' Jesus replied, 'You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' When the crowds heard this, they were astonished, at his teaching. And now let us turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 101 of David, a psalm. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. And now we turn over to the book of Hosea. Today we are rounding the corner and we are coming to the end of this book. So you've made it through the book of Hosea, and I want to tell you congratulations. And I want to ask you, have you seen any themes that are reoccurring? I've seen the theme of judgment on the Israelites because of their disobedience, and also the theme of redeeming love, that the Lord is steadfast in his love and continues to pursue Israel. And so we will close today by reading Hosea chapter 14, repentance that brings blessing. Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree, his fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. People will dwell again in his shade. They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the vine. Israel's fame will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a flourishing juniper. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I see a parallel here between Psalm 101 and Hosea 14 in the idea that the righteous walk with the Lord. If you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know that we are in a rhythm of praying for our mission partners on Monday, on Missions Monday, and today we pray for the Foundry. This ministry's goal is to restore hope and rebuild the lives of addicts and their families through their community, which is Christ-centered type recovery. And we were looking into several of their micro enterprises so that we can pray alongside them. And one of them is they have this hen house that has 300 hens, which produce 150 to 200 eggs a day, which feeds their whole entire population and also It helps people to have a job, and the people who house the hens then learn a skill, and this is all part of their employment readiness assignment. And so we want to pray together for this endeavor and for all of the entrepreneurial endeavors of the foundry. We also want to pray for the foundry staff as they minister in Christ's name. Let us pray. Father, thank you for our mission partners, the Foundry. Thank you, Lord, for the blessed hope that while some things seem impossible, nothing is impossible for you. Please continue to be about your work in the lives of the residents there and also the staff. Give them a sense of your presence. Help them to put down their addiction and to turn to you. We pray for the enterprises that the Foundry has, their thrift stores, this hen house. I think they have auto service shop. All of these things, Lord, would you use them for your glory and so that the people who are in the program can have meaningful employment. We also pray, Lord, for those who are battling in this very moment. And they want to return to a life of addiction. And we pray, Lord, that you would give them a vision of a different life, of a new way, of a hope that only can be found in Christ. And would you use the staff at the Foundry to speak life over them, to teach them from your word, and to encourage them along the way. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.